thank you very much. In my studio today, a distinguished panel, just off the PGA Tour. She's the Vice President of Branch Administration and Business Development at Bank Hometown, Joanne Chanel. Joanne, good morning to you.
Hi, Gary.
An outstanding Rotarian from the Killingly Brooklyn Rotary Club. Good to have you here, Joanne.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for being here. She works in the home office for you is here in Putnam, right?
In Putnam,
for
yes.
Bank Hometown.
Yes.
Cindy Smith is here, Deposit Operations Assistant at the Oxford Operations Center for Bank Hometown. Cindy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on our show today. You're local from Thompson. You live in Thompson?
I do.
Yeah.
I live in the Quatic area.
In the Quatic area. Beautiful. And Monique Mayhew is here today, our returning champ. She's the branch manager from Putnam. Hi, Monique.
Hi, Gary.
And a member of the Putnam Rotary Club, fellow Rotarians here. Good to have you here, Monique.
Thank you, Gary. Good to be here.
Indeed. We have a lot to talk about. But Cindy, we're going to start with you. And I understand you're putting a fundraiser together for a very important cause. So let's start with the fundraiser. What are we calling this thing?
We're calling it Paint and Sip with Cindy Smith. I've taught art for many years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, neat. Okay. So, all right. So what are we going to do? What happens at the Paint and Sip? What do we do?
We're going to be painting a sunset called Gratitude. And we're going to be raising funds for cancer research at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute for Dr. James Cleary's research. He's my oncologist.
Okay, so let's get the details for the event. When, where, what time, how much?
It's on Wednesday, September 13th. The doors open at 5:30. It's at St. Louis Church Hall on Lake Street in Webster. And it's only $20 a ticket.
Okay. And you have someone who taught art or teaches art to lead you in painting the sunset. So do you provide all the materials or how does it
Everything happen? Is provided. We have quite a few teachers teaching that night with me so that everybody gets undivided attention.
Okay. So this is a nice fundraiser. And again, Wednesday, September 13th. And, you know, you can put a whole gang together, you know, get a bunch of people, come on out and have some fun and paint something. You get something to take home. You'll have some laughs. You'll have some fun, see how creative you can be, and also support a good cause. So it's at St. Louis Church Hall on Lake Street in Webster, Wednesday, September 13th. Doors open at 5:30. What time do we start painting?
We're going to start painting probably a little after 6. Dr. Cleary is coming from Dana-Farber to it.
Okay.
So I'm sure he'll say a few words because he's so appreciative of us raising funds for his research.
Tickets are $20. How do you get tickets for this? What do you do, Cindy?
You can contact me at Bank Hometown.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Dr. James Cleary and his research at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Cindy, you also said he is your oncologist. Obviously, you're battling cancer. Tell me your story.
Well, about 2.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with a rare form of advanced incurable liver cancer called neuroendocrine cancer, and it can show up anywhere. Mine happened to show up in my liver. I had been misdiagnosed for about 5 years with food allergies. So if you don't feel good, just keep having them look for something.
Is that what you did? You were persistent?
Well, by the time they found my cancer, it had already damaged my heart.
Wow.
So I have a lot of things to contend with now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I go to the best place in the world for cancer treatment.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, my time to give back for that.
So so misdiagnosed for 5 years. Oh, you have food allergies. Were you being treated for food allergies also?
They were trying to treat me for food allergies, but nothing seemed to work.
Yeah.
I kept, every time I ate, I'd flush a bright red. I'd have an upset stomach. And, and I just felt awful.
Yeah. Finally they diagnosed this cancer. You said it's incurable?
It's an incurable form of cancer, but it's treatable.
Oh, I see.
I go into Dana-Farber every 28 days for blood work and a shot.
Yeah.
And because everybody needs a shot once in a while.
Yeah.
And I feel I'm able to work full time.
Really?
And have a very good quality of life.
Yeah. Tell me about your family. Who's at home helping out and rooting for you at home?
Well, I have a twin sister.
Yeah.
Who's my biggest cheerleader. And I have a wonderful boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I'm single.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bank Hometown has been one of my biggest supporters.
Yeah.
And I was told on my way into work one day. So they were the first people to know.
How over the phone? Tell me about that. What was that?
I was told over the phone when I was driving in. To work. I was just pulling in the parking lot that I had incurable rare form of cancer.
Really?
And I thought, do I go home? Because that's 20 minutes away, or do I go into work? So I went into work, and they just surrounded me, and they've been with me every step of this journey.
What is it like to hear that news? What is that? What's that like?
Well, it takes your breath away.
Yeah.
And things start flying around in your head like, oh my God, am I going to live till tomorrow? And
is that the first thing you think about, is how long? How long do I have? What?
I would not ask that question.
Yeah.
Of not even of my doctor, because I thought, there's only one person upstairs that has that date.
That's right.
And I didn't want that date hanging over my head.
Yeah.
Because I thought, if you're put on this journey, your job is to do the best you can every day.
Yeah.
And so you can't have that hanging over your head. You have to know that every day that you're here to either teach someone or be taught and make a difference.
Yeah. You said that the name of the painting, you're going to paint a sunset called Gratitude.
Yes.
So I'm sure there's a lot of thought behind that.
It's a painting of a sunrise or a sunset,
yeah,
depending on what time of day you like.
Yeah.
But I live a life of gratitude. Every day I get up, I have my coffee, I look for my gifts every day. Mm.
Did you always live this way, or maybe a little bit, and then things changed? Tell me what changes when you receive a diagnosis like that.
I said to my nurse at Dana Farber one day, cancer makes your tomorrow today.
Yeah.
And he said to me, it's not cancer that does that. Nobody is promised tomorrow.
That's right.
And I realized that that's so true. You have to love people while you're here, make every day better.
Yeah. So you notice and observe every sunrise, every sunset, every moon phase, every starlit night.
Everything.
All of it. Every sunny, beautiful day, every blue sky, and everything. Isn't it amazing how we get so consumed with our lives, the pace of our lives and the minutia and the bickering and everything? We squander huge amounts of times. We act like there's an endless supply of, I don't know, Friday nights with friends, Sunday family days. We act like, oh yeah, there's plenty of, that's never going to end. I can squander all these days. You can't. You shouldn't, right? You should celebrate every day.
Every day. You have to celebrate it. You have to enjoy it. You have to look for the things. There are days I get up, I don't feel so great.
Yeah.
But you know what? You just keep going. And as my mother would say, just put your lipstick on and get in the car and do what you got to do.
That's right. Let's just go shake it off. We got to go. Perspective. So perspective becomes, everything's in perspective for you, right? Particularly when you see, I don't know if you're on social media or what you're doing, but it's like everyone's fighting. Everyone's fighting about everything all the time. And I would think that your perspective on all of that stuff is really centered.
I have a grateful dish by my back door, and every day I put something in it that I'm grateful for.
A grateful dish?
A grateful dish. I put a pen in there from Hometown Bank because I'm grateful for my job. I put my keys in it because I'm grateful for my car, and I can find them every day. Sometimes it's a beautiful leaf. Sometimes it's a rock. Or a shell. I put something in it every day.
Yeah.
My card from my oncologist, Dr. Cleary, or whatever it is, a picture of somebody or whatever it is. And at the end of the week, I go through it all and reflect on all the wonderful things I have. Because when you look over your life, And you try to envision all these things are going on, and the cancer becomes minor, and the blessings become so profound.
Yeah, I'm certain we know just by the numbers, the terrible numbers of cancer and people affected by cancer. There's people listening this morning who perhaps have just received a diagnosis, perhaps are waiting for results for a diagnosis, perhaps are in the middle of it, of a fight. They've been in the fight for a while. What is your advice to those people?
My advice is to look for your gifts every day. And it makes the journey so much better, because you're only finding positive things. Surround yourself with positive people. Laugh a lot. I am very open about my cancer. Not everybody can be.
Yeah.
But have people that are close to you. Just love them as much as you can, but look for your gifts every day.
Beautiful thoughts and beautiful sentiments, Cindy. And if you are so inspired to come out and meet Cindy and maybe have a chat with her and paint a sunrise or sunset and maybe have a little bit of wine too. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Right.
Absolutely. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's on.
You can have one for me.
Yeah. Wednesday, September 13th at 5:30 at St. Louis Church Hall in Webster. It's $20. Tickets available at Bank Hometown. And again, all proceeds to benefit Dr. James Cleary and his research at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Cindy, I'm so glad you came here today. I'm glad I got a chance to meet you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm really happy that our listeners had a chance to hear your inspiring message. Thank you, Cindy. And God bless you.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bank Hometown. And boy, you guys got some props there for the crew at Bank Hometown. You know, you see the name, the logo, the website. You think it's this big corporation of nameless, faceless people, but it's not. Just a bunch of regular people working there. And here's Cindy's peeps. You're right there. I know you're hugging her. You're crying with her. I know the whole drill. And you're supporting her. And that's really good stuff. And we thank you for that.
And Cindy inspires all of us. Yeah. In Bank Hometown.
Well, thank you.
Great story. And that's you know, all these places, man, there's just real people. Just go in. There's people in their office living their lives and everything that goes with it. All right. We got a few other things happening here from Bank Hometown. And tell me about the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program. A nice segue into that, Joanne. What are you guys up to?
Sure. It's something that Bank Hometown has done now. I think this is going to be our 15th year, but our first time in Connecticut. And what we do is we collect funds throughout the entire month of November. And dollar for dollar collected, the bank will contribute. And we collect for food banks.
Nice.
So our Putnam office will be collecting for Daily Bread. Our Killingly and Brooklyn offices will collect for Friends of Assisi, and Thompson and Woodstock offices will collect for Teague.
Nice. So you'll hear more about that too, and particularly as the season moves on and there's a lot of these drives coming up. You're also doing the pajama drive, Monique. Tell me about that.
Oh, we are. It's backed by popular demand,
yeah.
Gary.
Yeah.
From November 20th through December 8th this year, we will collect pajamas, and this is going to be our biggest drive yet because our Massachusetts offices are going to collect pajamas with us.
Wonderful.
This year.
That's spectacular. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That's a great event.
So everyone's getting behind that. Dress Down Fridays, what's that all about? What are you doing over there?
Well, it's actually really cool. We get to wear jeans on the last Friday of each month.
Okay.
We pay $5 to do so.
Yeah.
So you come into our offices, you see us in our jeans and our Bank Hometown shirts.
Yeah.
Each of our offices picks a spot where they would like the donations to go for their particular month.
Yeah.
So for the 12 months out of the year, we pick a spot. Last month, we did the Auburn Relay for Life.
Sweet. That's nice.
Dedicated from our Auburn office.
All right. So that's going on also. And then the Squash Hunger Challenge, they're ramping up again for Daily Bread and Interfaith Human Services with Putnam. You'll be getting behind that, I hear.
We sure are.
Yeah.
We sure
yeah.
are. We've got our boxes ready and our orange ready to go.
Yeah.
We're on board.
I got to tell you, Karen raved about that Squash Hunger all year long. And I work at Daily Bread and you know, we're doing the pasta and all the tuna and everything that was collected. And Karen knows the exact number, but I'm pretty sure that drive last year, Squash Hunger, which you participated, got the food bank through, I think, July, maybe a little later, perhaps even into August before they finally ran out of stuff from that drive. So that was a very significant donation, and it lasted for months and months and months at the food bank. So thank you for doing that last year, and thank you for your plans to jump in again this year. We appreciate that very much.
You must know, Karen, Gary, when Karen calls, you don't say no. You just say yes.
I know. That's how I roll at my house, believe me. Happy wife, happy life, la, 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 you know the whole thing. All right, we got a roll here today. Great visit from our friends at Bank Hometown. If you'd like to learn more, it's hometowncoop.com, hometowncoop.com. You know them here locally in Putnam, in Woodstock, in Thompson, Killingly, Brooklyn, and 8 offices in Massachusetts. And it's cool to hear that the Massachusetts offices getting behind our local drives, too. We appreciate that very much. And Cindy, thank you again for sharing your story here, and we appreciate it very much. And good luck to you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
Indeed.
Thank
it's 8:22. Good morning.
WIMY Community Radio.